Welcome to the Sportscast, December 23rd, 2022. It's Christmas Eve Eve. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio, 24/7 digital radio. Also visit us on thesportscast.net or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at thesportscast1 and check out our app, The Sportscast. You get notifications for any late breaking news, things like that. It is Christmas Eve Eve at the height of the NFL Week 16 and Eve for the NFL playoffs. Of course, a lot of teams are fighting for that last playoff spot. Some have made it, but they want to solidify that seeding. And join us from upstate snowy New York, Chandler Krista. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
What's going on, y'all?
So Chandler, as we spoke before the show, it seems like it's been a while. How you been since we last spoke?
I've been pretty good. Can't complain. What about you?
Pretty good, man. Just coming back from a World Cup break. I did 20 to 30 podcasts of the World Cup. Did you watch the World Cup?
See, I am not a soccer fan.
Not like your uncle. I mean, your cousin.
He's not either, is he?
Well, no, he is. He's definitely a...
He is?
He is a big World Cup fan. I mean, I'm not sure if he watched the whole thing, but I know he watched the main matches.
Did he do a show with you on it?
No, he did not do a show. I had other panelists. I know he's been having a busy season, so I didn't want to bother him. But the World Cup was great. USA came out of the group, but they lost in the round of 16. Round against Holland. Netherlands, whatever you want to call it. So I think the performance that the U.S. had was great.
They won that game against England. Was it England or Wales? England.
No, right? they beat Iran and they drew against England and Wales.
I thought they won the game. Who'd they beat the first round to move on?
They just beat Iran. That's it.
Oh, okay. They didn't lose. I thought they had to beat someone to move on to that 16 game.
They beat Iran. That's what they needed to beat.
Okay. Well, they beat them. And I watched a little bit of that game. That was pretty good.
Pretty good. All right. So let's go into the NFL. Your Cowboys had an interesting couple weeks. They struggled against the Texans, and they lost against the Jaguars. So tell us your analysis on the Cowboys this past season.
I mean, honestly, they're a 10-4 team. They clinched a playoff berth, and they haven't been playing the best recently. But I don't know. I guess they beat Houston, which I guess I would say a win is a win, and against Jacksonville.
They lost.
That was just Prescott's been having trouble with the interceptions this year. He's been throwing a lot of them.
And it's a tough place to play in Jacksonville. Apparently, not just the Colts struggle there, but other teams as well.
And the Jets did last night. The Jets lost to Jacksonville 19-3.
19-3. Yeah, that game was excellent. Jaguars on a 3-game winning streak night's game.
Trevor Lawrence, he's someone to watch out for. He's a good quarterback.
Great quarterback, first-round pick, NFL draft about 2 years ago.
New coach,
Peterson, doing an excellent job. And Trevor Lawrence, he had, let me put up the yardage here. The game was 19-3, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville's a potential playoff team. I mean, hey.
Yeah. Lawrence finished 20 of 31 for 229 yards and ran for 51 yards, Chandler.
Yeah.
Including a leaping touchdown. And
he can do it
having
all.
Carries for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
He can do it all.
You can do it all.
He's a man to watch out for.
And last night as well, Zach Wilson's played for a bit. He got booed off, actually, by the Jets fans.
Yeah, no one likes that. He needs to go. He needs to leave that team.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying. He went 9 of 18 for 92 yards with an interception and a dismal 41.9 rating for the Jets, who are 7-8, whose playoff hopes took a devastating hit with their fourth straight loss.
All right. Did that knock them out of the playoffs or almost, right?
They're not completely out, Chandler, but they're on their way out.
How about your Miami Dolphins?
Miami Dolphins they lost their two games in California to the Chargers and the Niners. They're still
in
the hunt.
They lost the Bills last week, too.
Yeah, which they kept it close. But they were not able
I would
to
say
go
that
the
was
hump.
A game that I think that was a game I think that they kind of had to win.
Yes. And now they're playing Green Bay on Monday night, so that's a must win, isn't it?
I think Miami, if they don't win, I think they're out of the play. If they don't win this week, I don't think they're gonna make the playoffs.
They're still in the hunt. They're still in that bubble, so they need a win out. Packers is a winnable game, don't you think?
I think so. Yeah, they're not doing so hot this year.
So,
can I tell you the game we have to talk about, Santiago?
Go ahead.
We have to talk about tomorrow night, the Eagles and the Cowboys game.
Which we'll talk about very soon. And I guess you're ready for NFL Week 16 preview.
Yes, I will
right.
do it.
Let's do it. First game, Christmas Eve. A lot of games tomorrow, Christmas Eve, so you can't get bored.
Yep.
The Buffalo Bills visit the Chicago Bears. The Bills had to leave early, I think on Thursday, to catch a flight because of snow.
You need to see Chicago. New York's getting slammed with a lot of snow this weekend.
And Florida's just going to get their temperatures dropped to 40. That's the worst.
Yeah, you guys are getting cold.
Exactly. So the Bills are 11-3. The Bears are 3-11.
Easy win for the Bills, I think.
Easy win for the Bills. Justin Fields has okay season, not the best. But I got the Bills on that one for sure.
The thing that I have is the Bills, like, they're used to playing in the cold. They play in Buffalo, so this temperature is not going to bother them, I don't think.
Not at all. Yeah, Chicago is a little bit lighter than Buffalo. So we'll
I don't know.
See.
I mean, game time tomorrow at 1 o'clock is supposed to be -9 degrees, so I don't know.
That could be a struggle. You got to wear your long sleeves, don't you, in those games?
Oh, of course. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Next game, it should be a closer one, the Saints at the Browns. Last week, Watson threw only for 4 passes of more than 10 yards in the Browns' 13-3 win over Baltimore. This week, running back Nick Chubb is questionable, Chandler. Without him in the lineup and with Kate York kicking field goals in 40-mile-per-hour winds, it's hard to see how the Browns score many points. In a game with such a low total, the value of each point in the spread is magnificent for the underdog. So who you have? And the Saints are very much in the playoff hunt and could win outright. So Saints at the Browns, who you got?
Honestly, that whole division is up for grabs. Everyone's one game behind the Buccaneers, so this is a must-win game for the Saints. I got the Saints.
The Saints win in Cleveland, which that should be cold as well.
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere in the Northeast or North is pretty cold. All right. The devastating Texans against the Tennessee Titans. Titans have not looked good over the past 6 weeks, and they are in the danger of losing their division to surging Jaguars. So this is very significant.
It's a playoff. This is a must-win game for Tennessee. They have to bounce back and beat Houston. They have to.
So Tennessee it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tennessee Titans beat the Texans. I got the Tennessee Titans. I believe Malik Willis is playing in this game.
I believe he is. I saw that too.
Tannehill is a little bit battered up, but it's time for Malik to shine and lead this this team into the playoffs. Seattle Seahawks 7-7, who lost the NFC West championship. I mean, the NFC West is playing the almighty Kansas City Chiefs, who are 11-3. Chiefs have been very favored this year, maybe Super Bowl bound. Patrick Mahomes playing MVP caliber football, Chandler. He has these best expected points added per dropback. And Kansas City defense, though, ranks 24th. But Seattle has Geno Smith, who made the Pro Bowl this week. Who do you got up?
Yeah.
Who you got for this match in cold Kansas City?
No, I'm feeling the Seahawks this week. I think Seahawks are very much in the playoff contention as a wild card spot. Seahawks, I'm feeling Seattle and Geno Smith are going to come back and beat the game. Is it in Kansas City?
It is in Arrowhead, correct.
I'm calling the Seahawks still. I think they're going to come and win.
They are favored in Vegas, so you're not alone.
They are. Really? They are.
They are. So really? A game to watch for, actually. That's one of the games I got to pay attention for. Okay.
You better watch it tomorrow. You better put it on.
This is a big game. The New York Football Giants, 8-5-1 at the Minnesota Vikings, who are 11-3. This game should be entertaining, I would say. The Vikings will make sure of it. They won 11 games, and 10 of them have been by 8 points or fewer. Last week, they fell behind to the Colts. You watched that game, 33-0, just to set up the greatest comeback in NFL history and won it 39-36. Giants are also coming back from a big win as well, Chandler, when they beat the Washington Commanders. Both have momentum. Who do you got for this matchup?
Ooh, it's Justin Jefferson versus Saquon Barkley. You can't get any better than that. But, I mean,
two big running backs there, right?
I think Minnesota's feeling good after that big win last week. So I'm going to say Minnesota is going to come and win the game.
At Minnesota, I would pick Minnesota, but they have a favorite, like a small margin of favoritism here, according to Vegas. So we'll see what happens. That game, definitely a lot of good games tomorrow, by the way. That's one of many you got to pay attention. The Cincinnati Bengals at the New England Patriots. The Bengals are actually in the playoffs after last night's Jaguars win. Patriots are playing not to lose each week. They lost against the Raiders of all teams.
Did you watch that for this game?
I saw it on Twitter. It was pretty crazy, wasn't it?
It was honestly so. It was poor football by that running back. Poor football.
Yeah, poor football. Patriots have not been the same since Brady left. But the Bengals are in. They're a little bit more comfortable. But it is a must win for the Patriots for the hunt, for the playoffs.
I want to say right now, I think Cincinnati's one of the best teams in the NFL. I want to say that.
They're 10-4.
I love Joe Burrow. I think Cincinnati's a team to watch out for.
So you're going to pick the Bengals over the Patriots tomorrow in New England?
I sure am.
There you go. That's a big one. I'm going to pick New England. They're favorited, and they have to win tomorrow in order for them to make the playoffs. They're not completely out. But they need to win tomorrow. All right. Some of the sportscast members are saying the Detroit Lions are a dark horse. They're 7-7. And they're going to Carolina, who are 5-9. The Lions are doing the unthinkable. They could make the playoffs. Last week, Panthers lost to the Steelers after putting a total of 21 rushing yards, their fewest since 2012. Deontay Foreman had rushed for more than 70 yards in each of their two wins going into the Pittsburgh game. The Lions' defense has been improving, Chandler, but their average opponent yards per play is still the league's worst. If the Panthers can get back to the run game that helped them beat Seattle and Denver, and Detroit's defense regresses to the mean, the Panthers can cover the 3 points as home underdogs. Who you got for that? Who you got for this game? Lions at the Panthers.
The Lions are very much in the playoff hunt. Very much. I'm going to go with Detroit. Dan Campbell. Let's do it.
Let's do it in Carolina. It shouldn't be that cold, right?
Let's hope not.
The Atlanta Falcons. 5-9 against the Baltimore Ravens, who are 9-5. The Ravens lost last week. Quarterback Desmond Ridder's debut last week did not go well. He threw for 97 yards on 26 pass attempts and leaned heavily on Tyler Aguilar and Cordell Patterson to move the ball in the 21-18 loss to the Saints. Allgaier had a career high of 139 yards and a touchdown, and he averaged 8.2 yards per carry. The Ravens, though, had hoped to see Lamar Jackson return to the team this week. Since Jackson left the game in the first quarter of their week 13 game against Denver, the Ravens have scored 2 touchdowns in 3 games. That's not good. Last week against the Browns, they didn't reach the end zone, Chandler. Jackson was absent from practice Tuesday. However, if he doesn't play, the Ravens will need their defense, which has held teams to 3.8 yards per carry. Who do you got between the Falcons at the Ravens?
I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens. Do you think Lamar will be back this Sunday? I mean,
is he supposed tomorrow? To play?
No one knows. He did not go to practice on Tuesday. I think it might be a game day decision, most likely.
I mean, I hope he's back. I like Lamar Jackson. He's a good quarterback.
There you go. They'll need him to win it. Washington Commanders, who are 7-6-1 at the Niners, who are 10-4. Niners who won the NFC West. Brock Purdy threw for 217 yards and 2 touchdowns against the Seahawks a week ago. Purdy has managed the team well, but has thrown only 3 passes more than 20 yards. Perhaps the 49ers simply haven't needed him to throw it deep. Their offense is a well-oiled machine with a league-best points per play margin over the past 3 weeks. They have built up big first-half leads in their past 5 games. If they can do the same thing this week and nurse the lead in the second half, the Commanders can sneak in a cover. Who do you got? Commanders at the Niners.
Niners, Brock Purdy for the Mr. Irrelevant for the win.
There you go. There's more urgency with the Commanders, but you got the Niners. I got the Commanders. They need to win to stay alive in the playoffs, which you're an NFC East guy because of your Cowboys.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
possible to see all the NFC East teams in the playoffs. What do you think about that?
I think that just proves everyone's like, oh, the NFC East is terrible. Look at us this year.
There you have it. NFC East tighter. I've been telling everyone in the sports cast, Aaron, who is a Commanders fan, this is a tighter NFC East than previous. All right. This is the game of the weekend. According to Chandler, the number one Philadelphia Eagles at the Dallas Cowboys. Jalen Hurts will not be playing because he has a sprained shoulder. Gardner Minshew is going to fill in. The Cowboys are a 5.5 points favorite. Who do you got for this matchup, Chandler?
Jalen Hurts is out. My Cowboys for the win.
I will pick Dallas, too. Especially, Hurts is injured, and they're playing in Dallas.
Yeah, I would say Dallas. Oh, Dallas is going to come and win.
They have to. And Dallas are 10-4, which is okay. It's okay. But they need to solidify their seeding, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And I think they might clinch it this weekend if they do.
I think who, Dallas?
I think. If not,
they've already clinched the playoffs.
Perfect. As usual by this time of year. But what are your thoughts over this Cowboys team so far this season? This Cowboys team this year is different from the other years. I feel there's more confidence coming in.
I would agree. They're really, really good this year.
Though they did struggle with the Jaguars and the Texans, but maybe they're saving their energy for the Eagles.
I don't know. I think without Jalen Hurts, the Eagles are not going to be able to do much at all.
You're right. Well, Jalen's going to have to stay healthy until the playoffs next year. Raiders 6-8 at the Pittsburgh Steelers 6-8. Both of these teams need to win out their remaining 3 games, Chandler. The Raiders to make the playoffs and the Steelers to keep Coach Mike Tomlin's streak of winning seasons intact. Last week, the Steelers were 2.5 point underdogs to the Panthers, and this week they are laying 3 points to the Raiders. That's a huge swing in the market sentiment, especially with Kenny Pickett in concussion protocol. Pittsburgh will be about 8 degrees with a -4 wind chill on Saturday night, which will make things uncomfortable for the Raiders, who play in the dome and in warm Las Vegas. But if they have anything left in the tank, they'll bring it. They're both teams control their own destiny. Who do you have for that matchup, Raiders at Steelers?
I would say it's the game's not that important. Both teams are not going to the playoffs, I don't believe.
No, yeah, so, they could. They have to win out, though.
I would say the Raiders want to come back and win another game this week, I feel.
Okay. Raiders will eliminate the Steelers from the playoffs, and Mike Tomlin will have to win the last two in order to keep that 500 record he's had.
Now, I must say, Santiago.
What?
For Christmas Day football, we don't really have that many good games on Sunday.
You would think, but here they are. We got three games on Christmas Day. The first one might be the most important one. Green Bay Packers, 6-8 at the Miami Dolphins, who are 8-6.
That's the only good one. That one.
And who do you think is going to win?
I'm going for your hometown, Miami.
Let's go. I'm picking Dallas, so we got to be fair to each other.
Oh, yeah.
So Miami hasn't clinched yet, but if they win this, this will definitely help them get into that playoff bubble.
So if they win this week, do they clinch the playoffs? Or
I think it'll depend on the other results, Chandler, but they'll be heading into the right direction, though.
So my question is, if Miami loses, are they out, though, kind of?
I don't think so. They still have a chance. Not completely out, but this is a must win. So.
And it's a win, too.
Exactly.
I would say
all right.
A game, yeah.
Your cousins, Denver Broncos, 4-10 at the Los Angeles, who are also 4-10, the Rams, 4-10.
No one cares about this game. This is like a useless game. This is so useless.
This game you can skip, but it's on Nickelodeon, so it'll make things more interesting.
Wait, is it really?
This game will be on CBS and Nickelodeon, so you'll be seeing slime.
Oh,
and
so they're gonna be throwing CGI. Like slime and stuff, right?
Correct.
Oh boy. I don't know. I'm not going to be watching it. So that's
still
about it.
Nickelodeon. So who do you? What? But you got to pick a winner, which the Broncos are favored to win. By the way, according to Vegas.
I'm going with Baker Mayfield and the Rams.
Nice. What do you think about that? You think that's a good place for Baker?
I mean, he's done okay. I would say let's see a couple more games, then we'll see.
There you have it. We need more of a sample size for Chandler. All right. This is another not good game, but it is Tom Brady. Buccaneers, Arizona Cardinals on Christmas Day night.
Wow.
Colt McCoy left with a game last week with a concussion and is day-to-day. If he doesn't play, the third-string quarterback, Trace McSorley, will get the start for Arizona. Tampa Bay's defense has been the bright spot in otherwise forgettable season, holding teams to an average of 314.7 yards. If McSorley plays, Chandler, you might not get the ball past midfield. Buccaneers at Arizona, who you got?
I mean, it's a terrible game. I think it's going to be a Buccaneers like blowout type thing.
That's good. So Tom Brady will still be alive.
You like Tom Brady?
I like Tom Brady. I respect him. How about you?
Boy, I respect him. I don't like him, though.
Hey, that's fair enough. I think a lot of people respect them, and there's some people that don't like him, but they respect him.
Why do you like him, though?
I like him because he's a great quarterback, one of the greatest of all time. And
I agree on that one, yeah.
And then getting drafted in the sixth round and then just, you know, being a top-tier quarterback, winning seven Super Bowls, that's remarkable.
Yeah. It is. It is.
All right, Boxing Day, Monday night. We will not be having a show, so we'll be predicting this game. L.A. Chargers at the Indianapolis Colts, who were up 33-0, lost the lead against the Minnesota. The Chargers have a quarterback, Justin Herbert, and he has kept them alive in countless games. They otherwise should have been out of. Despite his generational talent, the Chargers are only the 24th best offense according to the NFL. Their offensive line has a hard time blocking, and their average rush picks up only 3.7 yards, worse than every team but Tampa. The Colts have their best player, Jonathan Taylor, on injury reserve. And yes, they're coming off the worst collapse of any NFL team history, but the Colts nearly have a top 10 defense, Chandler, if you didn't know that, and they're getting points at home. This is a tougher spot for the Chargers. They may appear.
How do you have a top 10 defense after going down by winning 33-0 and end up losing? How do you have a top 10 defense?
It's just an average for the past season, I guess. So, and I mean, obviously,
That stat makes me mad.
Well, they got something going. So who you got for that match? Chargers at the Colts.
I feel like the Colts have to come back and win after that. Would you agree?
I would agree. And they're favored in Vegas.
Wait, they're a isn't the Chargers the quarter? Aren't the Chargers like a playoff team essentially?
Correct. Yeah, Chargers are 8-6. I think they're in that playoff. I mean, they are in that playoff hunt, but the Colts are favored in, apparently.
What?
It's played in Indianapolis, but I don't think that means anything.
But I'm just saying tomorrow's game between the Denver Broncos and Los Angeles Rams or Sunday, there's not going to be anyone there, I bet.
I don't think so either, but people do have season tickets and people are bored at times. But that Broncos at Rams will be on Sunday on Christmas Day.
That's going to be like a terrible game.
I know. But they scheduled it. They didn't know when these two teams would be bad.
But like, I guess you feel like coming into the season, you would feel like that would be a really good game. Super Bowl champions against Russell Wilson.
Yeah. That would have been a nice, good primetime game.
And then they should have flexed and put another game on there.
They should have put the Ravens
put the Cowboys
game.
Yeah.
The Cowboys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. NFL Week 16 preview. It's going to be a great weekend. A lot of games on Christmas Eve. My plans for Christmas is I'll just be spending with family on Christmas Eve, and then we'll have a big dinner. And then at midnight, when it strikes the 25th, that's when we open up our presents. How about yourself?
Wait, really?
Yes. That is like the Latin, the Hispanic tradition.
Really?
Yeah, that's what we do, and so it's kind of like a late night, and I like to have coffee beforehand because I can stay up. I'm usually an early bird.
Yeah, you told me you usually go to bed pretty early, right? Like you're
at
like
9-10 o'clock between there. Yeah.
So this is like, so what do you do at Christmas? How late do you guys stay up till?
We stay up until like 2-3 in the morning, and then we go to bed, and then we just be lazy on Christmas Day and eat leftovers.
So are you going to spend the night at your parents' house?
Yes, I will be. That's tradition. I bring my pajamas.
Hey, so you're going to go tomorrow or tonight?
I'll be going tomorrow in the evening. So how about yourself? What is your plans for Christmas?
Well, see, tomorrow we're going to go to my sister's and see some of my wife's family. It's a whole bunch of things. It's too much.
Don't tell that to your wife.
Too many people to see.
Well, there you have Christmas NFL. You can't beat that. You can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, or on Twitter, thesportscast1. Also our Instagram, thesportscast1. We will not be having a show on Monday, but we'll be having a big college playoff show next Wednesday with Alan and the gang for the top 25 rundown. We'll be previewing what's going to happen in the college football playoffs. Things get a little bit heated up, and we'll see what happens. Who's your favorite to win the college football playoffs?
Oh, TCU.
TCU, interesting. I'm going to pick Georgia. Georgia's pretty much the obvious one.
I think TCU's TCU's the underdog. No one thinks they're going to win it. That's why I think they're going to win it.
I like your optimism. Well, anyways, Chandler, any closing words before we head off on this beautiful Christmas Eve?
I don't think so. Just live the dream.
Live the dream. And may all you guys have a safe Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Eat some food. Get some gifts. If you haven't done your shopping yet, go ahead and make their day. Anyways, Chandler, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast, the update.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.